America is in the grip of a widespread labor shortage. According to the latest data from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, there are over 10 million job openings in the U.S., but only 5.7 million unemployed workers. The U.S. Forest Service has not been spared from the shortage, and recruiters say it's especially hard to bring people to Alaska. Toby Backus is a wildlife biologist for the Petersburg Forest Service District. He helped set up for a local hiring event on March 2nd. Backus says it's part of the biggest hiring frenzy he's seen in his decades-long career with the Forest Service. The Petersburg District is advertising 20 temporary positions as well as 6 permanent positions. 15 of those will open within the next 2 weeks.
This is super rare in our agency. I don't remember a single other time when we've hired so many permanent positions at one moment in time.
Petersburg District Ranger Ray Bourne says he hopes the new hiring initiative will help his team make up for years of attrition. His district saw a wave of retirements during the pandemic. Bourne says the Petersburg Forest Service District is also flush with funding for new projects in the Tongass National Forest, but those projects require more staff.
A bunch of different laws have been passed over the couple of years. We got increased funding, but increased projects, so we need more people.
Tiffany Christensen is an admin support assistant for the Forest Service. She says the agency isn't just looking for anybody. They're specifically seeking out workers with strong ties to the area. Christensen says hands-on experience living and working in the Tongass National Forest is valuable to the agency, even more valuable than certain academic credentials.
So someone who has local knowledge kind of has a leg up on someone who's never been to Alaska. So in other words, maybe they haven't gone and studied these particular sciences in a college down south, but they've lived and grown up in it.
Jason Steele is a Forest Service recruitment specialist. He's not originally from Alaska, but he recognizes the importance of hiring people who know the area best.
I could not have moved to Alaska and hit the ground running in these positions because I don't know about these things. And the local community, people that have worked here, they do know about all these. What knowledge do you have of bear habitat behavior in the area and how you would safely work in bear populated areas in South Central or Southeast Alaska?
But there are also practical reasons for why the Forest Service is trying to source people locally. Bourne says locals are also better equipped to stay, especially in the current climate of economic hardship.
We bring people in and they're like, you mean I can't drive to my next town? Okay, some people that's just not ready for that Alaska adventure, as I call that.
Bourne says Alaska's remoteness deters potential hires from taking the leap, especially in the Southeast, where people have to take planes and boats to access the outside world. However, Bourne says one of the worst obstacles to hiring people from outside is Petersburg's housing market. Petersburg has struggled with a housing shortage for decades. That lack of housing is already making it difficult for local government offices, like the Petersburg School District, to bring in workers from out of town. Bourne says the Petersburg Ranger District expects up to 40 new workers this year, but they only have 36 beds in their bunkhouse, and there's no space in the bunkhouse for the families they might bring with them. He's working with local realtors to try to ease the pressure, but he says this is why it makes sense to hire people who are already settled in the area. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.